You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today I'm here with Michael May, who is from Mid Ulster Talking Newspaper in Northern Ireland. Hi Michael, how are you today?
Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a bit about Mid Ulster Talking Newspaper and how it all started?
Right, Mid Ulster Talking Newspaper started in 1971. A group of people got together. They'd heard about other talking newspapers. I think the one they had heard about initially was in Sweden, and then there's another couple starting up in the UK. So they got together and started it in 1971 and built up listenership to about 100 in the 90s. I joined it a while after that in the early 80s, so I've been involved with the talking newspaper for a while. But Ulster area is quite a large geographical area, mostly rural with some small towns, market towns, villages around Loch Ney, and extends up into South Derry, down into East Tyrone. So it's an extensive area.
What formats is Mid Ulster Talking Newspaper available in?
I'll need to explain a bit about that. 30 of our listeners would receive the Talking Newspaper on a flash drive, USB pen, some people call it, through the post, and they plug that into their machine, whichever machine it is, and listen to the Talking Newspaper. Then recently we've developed from the British Wireless for the Blind an app which we load the Talking Newspaper on to have people get that on their smartphones and can listen to it. So we've increased our listenership, mainly from younger people. Those who'd be au fait with smartphones are beginning to listen more now than before. So that's a great development.
Can you tell me how many volunteers and listeners you have?
Although it's a big area and we've been going for a long time, we're a relatively small organisation. We've 12 volunteers, readers. We have a committee which includes a range of people. But one of our committee members, as her day job, works for the RNIB. Two of our committee members are also listeners who receive the Talking Newspaper. And every week, two or three of us gather together in a room provided by our local health and social care trust in a residential home, and there we record the Talking Newspaper. Now, unlike some other Talking Newspapers, we don't have a full studio set up because during COVID we tried to continue on recording as best we could, so we used handheld recorders. One person operates it, the other two read the news from the local newspapers, of about three local newspapers, and then we upload that onto a laptop, and from the laptop we download onto a USB master stick and send that to the library in Ballymena, which is about 30 miles away. Pop it in the post red pouch. And because it's Articles for the Blind, that's free post. We send it out to them. They copy that master USB onto the number of listeners. At the most, 30 plus USBs copied and sent out in pouches, big yellow pouches, to our listeners throughout the Mid Ulster area and indeed other places. We upload that onto the app on the night of recording, which is usually a Thursday night. That's the British Wireless for the Blind developed app. And that instantaneously goes on to the app on a smartphone. So immediately we recorded, uploaded, the Talking Newspaper is available from there until the next time.
What type of content is recorded as part of Mid Ulster Talking Newspaper, and is there any other additional content?
As well as the Talking Newspaper, we have a weekly magazine, and that is produced by five of the volunteers, and they would record in their own homes a range of articles, of short stories, items, sometimes an interview with someone of note, poetry, whatever, a whole miscellany of articles and items, and that forms a magazine which follows on from the news each week on the Talking Newspaper, which people receive. As well as the Talking Newspaper being available for people with sight impairment, it's also available for those few people who cannot otherwise access the written word. So we have a couple of listeners who aren't able to read the newspapers as others may receive that as well, the Talking Newspaper. The actual format of the Talking Newspaper, we obviously have to edit because we have a limited amount of time. We have our local newspapers are not as popular as they used to be, so hence there isn't as much news in local newspapers as there used to be or might be. But nonetheless, Yes, we have to edit it for the amount of content and the length of articles sometimes are overly long. So we edit those down. We don't edit or censor in any way. I know there has been a debate in other talking newspapers and other places that they wouldn't read anything that may be a little salacious or crime or anything. In fact, we discovered a few years ago that the most popular items on the talking newspaper for our listeners was the court reports. People like to listen generally what's going on in the local community, including those things which aren't necessarily that good. But they do, so we read everything as one would, a sighted person would read going through the newspaper. The talking newspaper lasts about 35, 40 minutes, and a magazine following on for that would be another 30, maybe up to 45 minutes. We're restricted in what we could put on in terms of music because it's free post and it's determined by some very old Act of Parliament about what could be communicated. We can only up to 2 minutes music, and we try to stick to that as best as possible.
If people want to learn more about Mid Ulster Talking Newspaper, where can they go to find this information?
You can send to my email address. It's m.smay@btinternet.com.
Thank you so much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.